FM Spartan Radio, a production of the Rad Racing Network. Welcome, Spartan Nation. Thanks for tuning in to Spartan Radio, show number 26 for January 17th, 2012. I am your host, Jim Collison, broadcasting live from the AverageGuy.tv studios here in Bellevue, Nebraska, and posted each week with great show notes done by Carrie out at radracing.org. On Spartan Radio, we look at the latest races, both past and present, cover your stories and tweeted questions, talk about nutrition for racing, basically anything and everything Spartan. You can join us each week, Tuesday nights. Well, most weeks, Tuesday nights. We've taken the last couple weeks off, and we appreciate you letting us do that. 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, 10 on the East Coast for the live show, or subscribe to the shows each week. Get them automatically on your iPod, iPad, iPhone, or any Android device out at radracing.org. If you are with us live, you can join us over at Facebook. Probably Todd and I will both be doing some live blogging out there during the show. Just search for Spartan Radio, and you can follow the conversation there. Carrie, we did not come up with a drinking word game yet for the evening, and so we'll still need to do that. If folks are out there, get your drinks ready, and maybe in the next few minutes.
Bacon. Yeah, it's bacon. Gotta be bacon.
All right, it's bacon for the night. Carrie, we got a chance, you and I got a chance to get a bunch of runs in this weekend. It was great seeing you. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I've been having a nagging knee injury that is just, it's super frustrating because you get to a point when you feel like your training is going well and you're getting your mileage in. I signed up for a half marathon. Of course, I go on vacation in March. I go to Florida every year. And I happen to be out looking at the travel and tourism for the city. So you're going to kind of make some plans. Hey, Todd, there's some little background noise, dude.
Yeah, just mute for us, Todd.
So I just happened to look there, and they have a half marathon the weekend that I'm there. So, of course, I signed up for it because, you know, why
That's
wouldn't
what you?
You
do. Why not?
If you're going to be on vacation in a tropical place, you run 13 miles. So and I'm not too worried about it. I mean, the mileage is already there, but it's just frustrating to be injured. So we did. We got some good runs in this weekend, and the weather was amazing. It's been beautiful and mild here, so can't complain.
Yeah, middle of January in Nebraska, anytime you get great weather, you are very thankful.
And we took a couple weeks off. We even Spartans need vacations, need some breaks with family. So since we were on hiatus from racing, we thought we'd take some time and just kind of hang out. We've been in super planning mode at Spartan HQ. We have a ridiculous 2012 season planned, and we're really excited about it. And actually, we have two very cool guests on tonight to talk about two very big initiatives that are happening in 2012. As everybody knows, our first race of the year is in SoCal. It's coming up on January 28th. In addition to our Saturday heats, we had to add a Sunday day of racing, and that's going extraordinarily well. There's even a relay component, so if you don't want to run the whole 8 miles, you can partner up with somebody and do half and half, and you both get a medal, and it's all very cool. So, but some of the big news that we have going right now is something that we announced last week, which is a reality show that is being done by Pilgrim, and I think we've got a landing page out there. We'll drop this in the show notes, but there's a page you can go to apply. And we have actually one of the producers on the show tonight. Welcome, Semi. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I talked to you quite a bit last week. We're trying to get the news out there because this stuff turns around really quickly. So if you could just kind of give us a little bit of background. Everybody is talking about this. It's a really cool thing. And kind of tell people where this came from and where this is going.
Yeah, so this is for the Sci-Fi Network, believe it or not, and we want to do a super ultimate version of the Death Race. It's going to be an obstacle race like you've never seen before. The only prize is the experience. I know that sounds lame, but it's true. It's going to be, if you're the type of person who wants to do a race like this, you're never going to have an experience like this in your entire life. We're doing 8 episodes. And we're looking for 8 people per episode to appear on the show. I can't tell you the details of the challenges and what you're going to do, but from what I've heard so far, it's going to be pretty intense. So it's like 48 people we're trying to find. So do you, Carrie, do you want to talk about how to apply for the show now, or you want to get into that later?
Yeah, well, you know, so everybody, you know, Spartan Race, been around since 2005 with the Death Race. We've had the Obstacle Racing Series since 2010 when we kicked that off in Vermont. But the Death Race has been around a while, and it's gained a great deal of notoriety. It's one of the most intense challenges. It's not an obstacle course. It's not an adventure race. It's this whole other animal that really takes people into a place that they've never been before, regardless of what their background is in athletics or racing or anything like that. And having, you know, having seen two of them myself, it is like nothing else that you'll ever see. It's a non-traditional
combination of both physical and mental challenges, right?
Absolutely. There's sleep deprivation. I mean, there's, and that mountain, you know, I tell people all the time, the mountain in Vermont where this is held, it's held in Pittsfield, Vermont every year, which is the site of Spartan Race headquarters. It's kind of a magical, dark, scary place. That mountain is a scary one, but it's something that, that the people, the community, there's just this great vibe around it. And so this race has taken on a life of its own. The community is really involved. The people are extraordinary. And I know that personally. I know a lot of these folks, and they're just really amazing people. So to know that that was kind of an inspiring component to what's going to be taking place for the show is, to me, like, it's going to be fantastic television, because I've seen it in spirit live, and I've seen these people. So the type of person that you're looking for that sort of exemplifies that same spirit, this is going to be absolutely phenomenal television, and I'm excited to watch it. But now that, you know, begs the question, okay, so we've got to go find these 48 people, or you have to go find these 48 people. So in order to do that, there's been a process that's been created for people to apply. So it's open for people to apply. So can you kind of talk about how that is, and what kind of what you're looking for and all that, so I can, you know, give inside tips to all the Spartan Radio listeners?
Sure. Well, simply stated, we're looking for all kinds of people. You can have done a race before, an obstacle race, Tough Mudder, Spartan, whatever, or maybe you've never done it. The point is, you want to do this, you think you can do it, you're ready for the experience, you're intense, you think you're strong in both mind and body, and we're looking for anyone age 21 and up who wants to do this. So if you're under 21, I'm sorry, not this time around, give yourself a year or so.
Oh, so I'm out. Darn it. Darn
sorry.
It.
Sorry. Not this time around. But the way to apply for the show, and the show is going to be filming in mid to late March, by the way, but the way to apply right now is you can go to the Pilgrim Studios casting page. So I work for Pilgrim Studios, and we do shows like Dirty Jobs, The Ultimate Fighter, American Chopper, and Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi. We also do Top Shot on the History Channel. If you go to pilgrimstudios.com/casting, you'll see a list of all the shows we're casting for, including Unbreakable. The working title for the show right now is Unbreakable, and the one person who wins each episode will win the title of Unbreakable. So you go to that page, and there's an explanation of what you're in for and an email address where you can send us your name, your photo, your phone number, and a brief explanation of why you think you're right for the show. And I'll just throw it out there. It's unbreakablecasting@gmail.com. You can go ahead and send it there. But I go visit the site because it's got more details about dates and eligibility requirements and all that sort of stuff.
And so in terms of eligibility, so obviously, you know, this is something that, like, if I wanted to apply, or should I health, or, you know, should I be training? Like, what kind of physical condition do you think these people should be in? Because we're talking about filming in a very short period of time. So,
right.
So you know, what kind of... just to set expectation, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, some of the reality shows like, you know, American Idol, where people come on and you kind of wonder who encouraged them to come on the show. So
are you asking if we're looking for the types of people who we know are going to fall on their face in the first episode?
What kind of individual is an ideal candidate for this type of a show?
Well, you do not need to have been voted fittest man in the world. You do not have to have. You don't have to be a Marine. You don't have to be toughest mudder. Like I said before, if you've never run a race or done anything like this before, that's totally fine. But you got to be in pretty damn good shape. You got to be fit. You can't have been sitting on the couch for the past 6 months and gone, well, this is my opportunity to try something new. I would like to find people who maybe have been sitting in a cube for the last 5 years. and never had a chance to do something like this, but they're still going to the gym every week. They're weekend warriors. They're doing other stuff. So they've got the possibility. They just have never taken on a challenge like this.
So, and what if, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I can't say specifically what kind of shape you need to be in, but knowing what Death Race does to you, you know, if you haven't been to YouMayDie.com, I would check it out and look at that video and see what they're doing. Turn it up to 11, and then we're dealing with that.
So we know, okay, so physically we know they're going to be challenged. You know, in past death races, we've had people chopping wood for hours. We've had people go on 10-mile hikes up the mountain with 70 pounds on their back and a log, and people have to hack stumps out of the ground that have their bib numbers on them. We've taken gear from people. We've made them do marathons and snowshoes carrying logs. We've done all kinds of crazy things to them. And that's all well and good. The physical side.
I was going to say, I've seen some really kind of average looking people doing that too. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to look like Sergeant Slaughter to get it done.
No, for sure. And that's totally a great lead in. Cause I think that, you know, the physical part and one of the things, the beauty of what the Death Race spirit was created for was, you know, anyone can train for an Ironman. Anyone can train for, you know, for an event that has known variables. So, you know, you're going to bike, you know, you're going to swim, you know, you're going to run, you know, you're going to climb, you know, whatever it is you're going to do. Death Race threw all that out the window and said, you're just going to show up and we're not going to tell you nothing. And you're just going to have to figure it out. So there's this very definite mental component to it that is very much a breaking point. And I've talked to a lot of people that have dropped out that have said, you know, it wasn't that I physically wasn't capable. It was that I couldn't do it. I didn't want it anymore. So I think there's a very, you know, for those that have a very solid mental capacity, there's some advantage in that too. So it's not just, you have to be, you know, very well-rounded. You've got to be able to handle not only the physical demands that this will clearly place on you as a person, but there's going to be some mental things.
You have to stress. Be ambitious. You have to have power of will. And you have to have a little bit of brain power too. I mean, we're talking like at some point you're solving puzzles while carrying heavy objects up the hill. Am I right? Your memorization.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We had the last death race, they had to, go up about a 2.5 mile, hike up a mountain with a large log. They had to then memorize, in this case, what ended up being a Bible passage. Last year's death race theme was religion. And then they had to come back down the mountain and then recite it. If they recited any part of it, even slightly incorrectly, they then had to go and make that same trek again until they got it correct. So there's all kinds of things. I think the thing about it that makes it so interesting and why people, even people that have attempted or completed it before, want to return is that it's never the same race. And so you can't say I've conquered the death race and feel good about it. And I think that this show is going to have that same sort of soul of, you know, this isn't something that you're going to ever feel like you can fully say you conquered, because it's dynamic and it's moving and evolving and you have to move with it or you're not going to make it. So
I'd say for this particular show, and it's going to be really, really tough. We're looking for one person to be crowned, titled Unbreakable at the end of each episode. So as conquered as possible is what we're going for. But I think, you know, the question is, how does the soul of the Death Race get transferred into a television show? Mm-hmm. Being on Sci-Fi, I mean, not to say that you guys don't have an awesome, awesome budget for whatever it is, you know, you guys do there, but Sci-Fi is going to take it up to the next level. I've just been talking to them. The puzzles, the mysterious twists and turns that go along with everything you're going through. It's going to be 3 days, by the way, 3 days of doing this. And the first thing that popped in my mind when the producers were talking about the show is I was thinking about Lost. You ever seen that TV show Lost?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Not to say that we're going to have strange people running after you with guns and spears. I don't think that's going to happen.
Although, but let's not rule it out. Like, let's not give anything away.
Could be fun. Yeah, sure. Hunger Games. Why not? But, you know, it's like you're doing these big physical tasks in mud, outdoors, and, you know, maybe it's raining. And just when you think you've had enough, there's a hatch with numbers on it. And it's like, what's in the hatch? Is there a puzzle for me to solve? Do I have to memorize something and move on to the next level? What could this mean? What's hiding behind door number two?
There are burpees in the hatch.
There's going to be a smoke monster.
Well, and you know, I have to point out that the Death Race was born out of the brains of Joe DeSena and Andy Weinberg, two extraordinary athletes in their own right and just madmen. I mean, geniuses in terms of brutality and creative torture. And these guys have been instrumental in helping to bring this into this forum. And kudos to them, because they've also cultivated this amazing community of athletes and of people that have come to the Death Race over the years and who are now attempting to get on the show. And so we're hoping that we're going to see some of those faces on the show. And obviously Andy and Joe, just you know, what an amazing thing that they built. And it's so great that this is going to be on television for people to see that same kind of an idea, but in this whole other format. So very exciting. There's been a lot of chatter on all of our digital platforms around how this is going to happen and who's going to be picked and all the mystery. And certainly we're feeding that, because it's always fun to see how these things play out. But we have a pretty short schedule. So what's happening over the next few weeks?
So we're encouraging everyone who wants to apply needs to send us an email no later than January 27th. And I think that's next Friday. So the sooner you get an email in with like your name, your phone number, your photo, and a brief explanation of why you want to be on the show, the sooner a producer can take a look at that and evaluate it. They will call a handful of people that they think are good enough for the show. They'll talk you through making a home tape, a videotape for us to evaluate. And then finalists, only like 75 to 100 finalists, will be flown to Los Angeles for 3 to 5 days. And we'll put them through the finals casting process. It's a very similar process to what people do for Big Brother and Survivor and that sort of thing. It won't be anything crazy and physical. It's meet and greet, medical testing, psychological testing, which I think is very important for a show like this. Getting to know you and having you fill out paperwork. And then okay. After that, within a couple of weeks, the show begins.
How important is, you know, we talk all the time about the Death Race really needing to have a sense of humor and really needing to have, you know, a capacity to endure unexpected things and all hopefully with a smile on your face. So are you looking to for people with personality? Are you looking for those types of things? Because obviously being on TV, you're going to want to have exciting people. I would not be probably one of those. I would be crying the whole time, which wouldn't be good television, most likely.
Whoa,
it would be really depressing.
It's not going to be good television.
That's true. But three straight days of a girl crying, that's got to be a record of some kind, I have to imagine.
Well, it depends on how your teammates deal with it. If you inspire them to start laughing, that could be really entertaining. If you inspire them to throw me in the... you kicked off the show, that could be really entertaining.
Exactly. Or just throw me in some sort of water body and then run. You know, that's possible.
But yes, no, you're right. Personality is very important. This is a TV show. It's not just a race. So when I look at your emails, when our producers start talking to you on the phone, it's not just your physical and mental qualifications. You have to be interesting to us. And we're not asking you to overact or put on a show or anything. If you're just sort of naturally the type of person that you would want to watch on a show like this, you're going to endear yourselves to us. So when you talk to the producers, if you make it that far, when you make your video, if you make it that far, be yourself, to be the best version of yourself. Like you're meeting someone you like first time. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
If that makes
sense. Oh, for sure. And you know, I think the folks that I know that have been in that Death Race community, it's going to be a hard process for you. I wish you guys the best of luck in the selection process, because so many of these folks are extraordinary and in so many unique ways. Last year, I did a Death Race profile series on the Spartan blog and interviewed a ton of the athletes that were coming out to perform. And honestly, when I first started the process, I thought, you know what, I'm going to just talk to a bunch of crazy people and I'm sure there's going to be some common thread through them and it's going to be real boring real fast. And it was quite the opposite. The backgrounds, the ages, the reasons why people were doing it, what they did for a living, you know, how they were training for this. There was so much diversity, and at the same time, they were all just extraordinary people. And it was a really inspirational process for me as a writer to get to meet those kinds of people and tell their stories, and then you know see them in action at the race. And it truly, they're amazing individuals. It's going to be a tough decision for you guys to make. And I look forward to seeing this evolve and hearing more about how things are going. And it's going to be pretty quick as things start rolling along, and hopefully we'll be able to keep up with it and keep people posted on how things are going. But are you guys getting a lot of response? Are a lot of emails coming in?
You know what? We are, actually. We just started getting the word out the end of last week. And when I came in Monday morning, the inbox started filling up pretty quickly. Which is, like I said, if you want to apply for the show, do it soon, because if by the end of next week I've got 20,000 people sitting in my inbox, you're going to be at the bottom of that inbox. And we're going to do our best to get through all of these, but the sooner you get to us, the better.
Nice. No, that's good. That's good to know. And so, guys, I posted that link in the stream, and I'll definitely put it also out on the show notes that we post later. But get yourself signed up. Take a crack at this. I mean, I don't think these types of opportunities just don't come along very often. So even if you're on the fence, you know, everybody's got something to offer. So put it out there and let people know that you're doing it. And good luck. Good luck to our listeners.
I'll throw
and good
this,
luck.
This- I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was going to throw this last little teaser in there, too. You know, a lot of these races, you got to travel for it and pay your registration fees and that sort of thing. This is a chance for you to play the ultimate game on TV on our dime. You know, the producers fly you out, they put you up, and it doesn't cost you a thing. So there's that.
Totally, yeah, and free stuff. Like, even if it's free torture, it's still free. Come on.
Free torture. You know what you're made of? Well, we'll help show you.
And you know, you couldn't be talking to a more open audience to that kind of comment. I mean, rarely will you find so many like-minded people that their ears perk up when they hear free torture. So I assure you that's reason enough for many of them to just throw their hat in the ring. So
yeah, I'm
we appreciate
to the right crowd, I guess.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, this is that you've found your sweet spot. So we appreciate you coming on the show. We're very excited about what's going to develop from this. Joe and Andy obviously are excited as well, and they're doing some great things to help promote it. And it's exciting to see something like the Death Race. I've said for a very long time after being exposed to that race, I've seen a lot of races. I've done a lot of races. That race has a soul, and so do the people that do it, like no other that I've ever encountered. And so I think there's going to be some pretty great television happening and some pretty amazing people introduced to the world. So we're glad that you guys are making the introduction.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're all excited about it here, and I'll encourage any of your listeners right now, if you know anyone who is not really involved in this sort of race, who is thinking about it, now is the time to do it. It's going to be tough, but this will be the ultimate test, and we're looking for experienced folks and non-experienced folks alike. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we will get the word out. We'll continue to get the word out, and we will stay in touch, and can't wait to hear more about this as it evolves. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Sherry.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a great night.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sammy. Appreciate it.
Bye.
So we have to jump over to Todd, because Todd's like fully decked out in gear, and apparently Todd is about to do burpees on a can of air that's supposed to last 20 minutes, but we're thinking it's going to be less than that, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing at this activity level it'll probably last about 10, but I'm going to do burpees until my mask collapses, so we'll see how that goes.
And is there anyone there that is trained with the right CPR certification to then bring you back to life when
So your job will be to call 911 if I don't get up.
I can do that. That I'm capable of. So I'll just keep an eye on you as you're
All right, I'll be off mic, but I'll put you guys on speakers and maybe I'll be able to hear you.
Perfect. So the second big thing tonight that we want to talk about, and we have another guest here who has become, who has become a very dear friend of mine, not because he chooses to be, but because I'm constantly emailing and calling him. But our friend from Athlinks, Troy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
We are.
And the feeling's mutual. Yeah, very good friends, and I don't mind your 47 emails at 3 a.m. asking, you know, various questions. It's quite all right.
I do. I like to be thorough, so I ask all manners of questions until I have them. So we have a really exciting well, we have lots of exciting stuff going on with Athlinks, but one of the biggest things, and we'll talk about all manners of things over the next 20 minutes or so, is our point series in 2012. So we've partnered with you guys. You guys are at the forefront of race results and racing communities. And so anyone that's racing, Athlinks is a place to be, to go claim your results and be able to see what you have, not just Spartan races, but we're talking races across all the different competitive things that you do. So we have partnered with them because we really want to focus in 2012 on creating the most qualitative racing series for obstacle racing that's out there right now. And so we know that now that we're with Athlinks, that will be the reality. So Troy, do you want to talk a little bit about kind of what we can look forward to in 2012?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And that was well said. So for those of you who don't know, Athlinks is the world's largest results database for endurance sports. So everything from a 1 mile fun run to ultra marathon, Ironman down to splash and dashes. And you know, we have snowshoe races in there. We have inline skating just because our members will go and cross train in the off season and things. And so it really is kind of, you know, spanning the whole scope of the endurance sport platform. So what we were talking to Spartan and Joe about a lot of last year was kind of helping them clean up some of the results issues that pop up in this style of race, in the relay style. So it evolved into kind of like an all-out type of race where everybody, you know, just races sort of top to bottom. Age groups aren't really considered, and genders and things. So we really
you're either Hobie Call or you're not Hobie Call.
That's pretty much that. Yes, exactly. And so and that's really good for Hobie, and it's really not good for everybody else. Because if you've seen Hobie race, and if you haven't, go to SpartanRace.com and watch the video that they have on their homepage. It'll get you so fired up. You will sign up for a race just watching that video. So we wanted to bring the kind of the triathlon style and the running style of age groups and genders and really building competition at all levels of the race. So, you know, there are tons of 40, 50, 60 year old people who are still kicking butt for their age group, but they're not going to compete against, you know, a 24 year old super fit collegiate athlete. So, Athlinks was really tasked with kind of, you know, just moving all of the results into that. So in 2012, every race is going to be very consistent in terms of timing and age grading and age grouping and genderizing and things. So, and then we're going to lay this great point series on top of that to give it even further incentive for you to continue to race in as many Spartan races as you can throughout the year.
And, you know, people ask me all the time, well, okay, you guys have three distances and you go to different locations. So, like for Ironman, for example, if I go do Ironman in Placid versus Ironman in Madison, we've got, or St. George, like we have different courses. You can expect different times. So the same scenario exists in our world. And so we've gotten really creative about how we're going to address that with points.
Exactly. So in that really, you know, it's the course. Some people could say, you know, this course is more difficult than that course. So you could take Ironman Arizona versus Ironman Wisconsin. And Wisconsin is much, much hillier and, you know, it would maybe seem like a much tougher course. But if you're, you know, 110 pound, you know, super power to weight ratio on your legs kind of rider, that might suit you. You know, so just because the course looks tougher, it may not be tougher to all parties. You know, Kona is a perfect example where Chris McCormick had to jump through hoops for years to try to figure out how to manage his hydration because he's, you know, 30, 40 pounds heavier than a lot of the other Ironman athletes out there. So Spartan's kind of similar in that. So you have some courses that are great for climbers and some that are great for stronger runners who can, you know, carry around 10-pound muddy shoes for several hours at a time. So what we're doing is we're kind of taking, you know, the whole of all the Spartan data that we have over the years, and we're starting to come up with different profiles of races. So what certain athletes look like in certain environments, whether that's weather or altitude and a couple of other factors that we're looking at. And so throughout the season, throughout the 2012 season, what we're going to be doing is after each race, we'll analyze each race against that old data and then against the ongoing data throughout the years, throughout the races through the season, and then start to apply those points. So some of the races may be worth a little bit extra pointage throughout the season. So you might have some that really kind of elevate higher on the list of counting toward your overall point series toward that world championship at the end of the year.
So if I'm an athlete and I'm coming out and I'm an age grouper and I'm hanging tough in my age group, I'm going to be incented to go to some of these races, to race in more than one event, to really try to push myself. And then ultimately we have our world championship event that's going to be in Vermont, which last year was the only beast that we had, although we've added some beasts to our calendar this year. But that's going to be the big season finale world championship. And so that's going to consist of points that are, comparative to what that event represents as well, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. And maybe we should call them bacon points. I don't know if that means that everybody has to drink now.
Nice. Good reference.
Bacon. We haven't, yes.
No, we haven't said enough bacon.
I know. It
has. Okay. So, indeed. So yes, that's exactly right. So really, the idea was, and we will incidentally be posting all of the rules for how the points are going to work after SoCal. So in about that, I don't even know what day it is. I've been at the Olympic trials and running USA all weekend. So I think that's in about 10 days.
Yep, on the 20th and 29th. And not only are we doing individuals, but we are also doing point systems for teams. So for all of you guys out there that are saying, you know what, like, I don't want to go do that by myself. I go run with my friends, or I run with, my coworkers, or I run with my sister, my brother, my cousin, my whatever. We are also doing the same scenario in a team environment. And so there's going to be some really great incentives for teams to come out and to run together. And you guys all know already, we have the biggest team competition going on in 2012. And from word on the street, the SoCal event, we've got two teams that are neck and neck. And once we close out registration, that team's going to get some pretty sweet treatment on race day. So there is going to be a team component. And we also have some things that are coming down the pipeline that include the toughest bar, Long Trail is going to help us out with that one. The brewing company out of Vermont. We also are going to have the toughest box, the toughest CrossFit box. We're going to do some cool stuff with that, and also the toughest gym. And so more details are going to come down about that. But this is an opportunity to really engage the people that are in your network. If you train with people at your gym, at your CrossFit, at your work, family, whatever that looks like, you have a way to make this meaningful for you and to get excited about it. So this is not a point system that's going to be just for, the top 1%. This is really something that people can get excited about, and whatever it is that they do when they come to these races or whatever their goals are, this is going to be a nice complement to that.
Carrie, how about the toughest firefighter doing burpees at the moment?
Yeah, like Todd is killing it.
He's got to be in the 50s at this point. And Todd, can you hear us? Were you able to get the speakers up? How's the air holding up? I don't think he can hear us. Oh, hold on, he's coming over to the mic, real quick. Let's just check in with him. He has been faithfully cranking out burpees in full fireman's gear. Now he's trying to find out how to push the mute button with his gloves on.
And with like very little oxygen in his
brain. Yeah. Yeah. He is just, and he had the hose out for a while there.
Done 40 burpees, half a tank is gone.
And he sounds like Darth Vader.
It's nice. Good work, Todd.
Todd is my hero. I don't, Troy, you can't see this right now, but Todd, he's in full garb. Getting after it. So he always
sounds like he needs a bacon martini.
Yeah, bacon.
And he bacon. Yeah, Todd's fantastic. He comes on the show and does these crazy things, and he's actually going to be a participant in the death race and this year winter and summer. Awesome guy. He's lots of fun. So he made it.
I can't wait to see how many points he racks up throughout the season then.
Yeah. Oh, and he runs through these. We've got some people that come through and do some crazy stuff, like carry extra weight and bricks in their bags and logs and all kinds of things and make it even more challenging for themselves. And you know, that's the cool thing about this racing series. Like the points really legitimizes what this means for those people that come out and get competitive, but it's not changing the way that we do our race. There's still lots of people that come out that just want to run and they just want to have fun and they just want to finish. And so we, you know, we're excited to have those guys continue to do that and also have this opportunity for those speedy McSpeedersons to come out and get some of those points and compete in a way that's meaningful for them. I got so many emails last year from people saying, hey, you know, I'm, you know, in my 30s or in my 40s, or I'm, you know, how did I do in my age group and those kinds of things. And this is such a great way just to even if you're not out there to like win for your age group, just to kind of see how you rate. And having those numbers isn't a bad thing. Having numbers and times allows you to set goals. It allows you to kind of see where you're at performance wise. And so, you know, having a time is not a bad thing. It actually can be a really empowering thing for you and something to build off of. So, we're excited that we're doing this. We're really excited to be partnering up with Athlinks. You guys have been fantastic. I talked to Troy, like I said, 27 times a day. And so far, he's still taking my calls and emails. And so that is comforting.
No, and your feedback, and a lot of our members obviously run several Spartans. And so we've been reaching out some of our members to kind of get their feedback on, you know, what would you like to see in the point series, those kinds of things. So, you know, like you said, it's not just going to come down to, you know, top three finishers or the top three points leaders. You know, there's going to be challenges within the challenges that earn you extra points. And so, you know, everybody has their strengths in these kinds of races. And so it's not just going to be the top three people across the finish line to get points. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for people to score up on the leaderboard, and obviously racing more is going to earn you more points. And you know, so if you just want to take one race where you're just going to go all out, hammer the crap out of it, get as many points and get your kind of PR, which is then gonna be used as your like master points that then everything else multiplies off of, then that's how you do it. And then, you know, you could do two or three more Spartans throughout the year where you're, you know, maybe more concentrating on having more fun or doing something within the race very specifically all out, but then otherwise just, you know, throwing bacon at your your fellow competitors. However you want to work it.
Yeah, there's some fun stuff that's, you know, being thrown out. Hobie posted on the Spartan Facebook wall today, and Irene has posted this as well, that they are planning on tethering together for the Arizona race, and they're going to run Arizona as a couple. And if one of them has to do burpees, they both have to do burpees. It's kind of a cool thing that they're doing. I don't know if that's good for a relationship. For them, it's probably going to be great because they're both like ridiculously fantastic athletes. But I wonder if that's like couples therapy, or if like I would probably gnaw off, you know, the arm of someone if they made me do burpees more than once. Yeah. So I think
Sarah would cut my wrist off. Just shoop, it'd be gone.
Leave you behind.
Yes,
suddenly,
that's it.
Suddenly it's like,
that's
where's Jim?
Occurrence. That's how we determine in my house who cooks dinner. Whoever can do the fewest burpees dinner.
Most burpees, 5 minutes, go.
Yeah.
And then
you don't want to know what determines who that is. Not for you.
It does involve
bacon though.
Yes.
It does.
You know, the last time we spoke this much about bacon on the show, we ended up on the Daily Bacon. Can I just say, I have contacted, it's called baconaddicts.com, and I have appealed to them and said, look, I am such a fan of all things bacon. If you provide to me like a product every month, I will sample it and I will tell the world of its glory and of its fabulousness, and you can rest assured I'm going to like it because it has bacon in it. So
you had bacon socks on Sunday, didn't you?
I did. Margo the Great, our regular on the show, one of my very, very good friends, for Christmas, she bought me a pair of bacon. I wear tall socks like a uniform. Yeah. And so I had bacon socks when I stepped out of my car, and
oh, that was awesome.
Jim was like, yeah, you're wearing bacon socks, aren't you?
That's great.
And actually,
Pigfoot.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay, I should have stopped when I was.
So Jim and I had an exciting Sunday though. We went back to, I don't know if you guys remember this, but we have talked in the past about we started a website and a movement that is referred to as clock blocking. Now, for those of you that are not in the know, clock blocking is when another runner in a race either deliberately or inadvertently interrupts your flow and hurts your time. And there's obviously there's clock blocks that are just part of racing, like when you first start, when you pass water stations, the sudden stop. There's all kinds of stuff that goes along with this. But I trademarked the term because I felt so passionately about it. And Jim and I went back to the scene of the crime where clock blocking was born.
To the home of clock blocking.
We were running with one of our good friends who was training to qualify for Boston, and Jim stepped in her way, and I said, "Jim, what are you doing? That's a clock block." And he was like, "What did you say?" And it was like magic.
It was born there.
It was born there.
Todd might be getting clock blocked by air right now as we speak. The helmet came off.
I'm out. I've actually been out. I got two more burpees in with no air.
Oh, dude.
You're so hardcore.
I got two burpees in with no air. That's awesome. Todd, nice work.
I'm like doing
David Blaine of burpees.
Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. I love it. I'm like doing just basic stretches right now as we're and Todd's like out and out, like depriving himself of air to breathe. I feel sort of lame by comparison, like super lame.
Todd, any final count on how many you got done? He's on mute. It'll take him a sec. Here he comes.
Oh, there you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Air is a crutch.
Yeah.
Air is a crutch.
Any final count on how many you got done?
Yeah, it was 65.
Nice. Holy and you did.
I don't know how long the time was. How long did that 20 minutes last me?
I'll have to go back and look and check. I wish I would have checked the time on the recorder, but it wasn't 20 minutes. That's for sure.
No, it wasn't.
That's extraordinary. Jim and I were talking about this the other day. We were running. We were like, who else gets in 40-degree water in an outdoor pool at a hotel? And then when he exits the water, does lunges until we say, jump back in the water, Todd. And he does, like, instantaneously. It's inspiring and also a little disturbing.
A little crazy.
It is admittedly the only workout I ever get. So.
And we like to bring it to you. Although this one's more, would this be considered, like, VO2? Like, what would this be?
I don't know. This is definitely, you know, this is like bad water training because I couldn't breathe and I'm really hot and it seemed pointless, which sounds a lot like bad water.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And everyone was laughing at me. Definitely like bad water.
Well, and
you guys need to get Ritalin to sponsor this segment.
Well, actually, speaking of craziness, I like last year, and I talked about this when Semi was on, and we were talking about the TV show. The TV show is separate from the death race, very much inspired by. But we do have the death race coming up. We do have that coming up in June. We have the winter death race coming up in March, which is a little bit different. It's like the little brother to the big bad one that happens in the summer. But I will be starting the death race profile series on the Spartan blog again. I interviewed the lovely Amelia Boone a couple weeks back, who extraordinary female athlete. She's beautiful and she's smart and she's tough and she's wonderful and she's one of my friends. So, you know, I like to brag on her, but she's going to be the first one out of the gate. She has not done the death race before, but she is getting herself ready right now for both the winter and the summer death races. And she's going to be a fun one to watch. So stay tuned for that. And then one of our listeners in the stream right now, Mr. Joel Gatt, I'll be hitting him up shortly. He's going to be another fun profile because a lot like Todd, he's not a traditional athlete. And he has a very unique approach to training. So we'll be talking about that and some other fun characters that are new to the death race scene, and then several too that we've seen before that we want to revisit. So that's going to be a fun series on the blog. And then we have another series that I launched last week. Everyone knows Tuesday is Spartan Chicked Tuesday. And so I launched a new series called Tales from the Chick. And basically it is stories from our female athletes in their own words about what Spartan is for them. And some cool stuff on the Spartan Chicked front. There will be 9 of our events this year. Zico Coconut Water is sponsoring a Spartan Chicked tent, so it can be a congregation place for all the women that are coming to races to come hang out. It will be there in SoCal, so definitely check that out. You can go hang out with the other ladies and just be inspired. So today's Tales from the Chict is a very cool story. Check it out on the blog about a woman who overcame some pretty astonishing odds, and she came out to Glen Rose, and not the cash prize heat, but the competitive heat to come top spot. So very inspiring stuff. Stay tuned for that. What else do we have going on? We have so much. Like, this year's just getting started. We're excited. 32 races this year. The biggest year, obviously, we've ever had. And we're excited to bring the races and hurricane heat full effect. There's going to be a hurricane heat at every event in 2012. Most of them will be held in the morning. So we'll be launching a page that has more information on that, but you can go register for those.
And some other, I should be at 11 of them.
Yes. Todd will be. Todd's going to be a busy man. I'll be at several of them too. You know, we're all going to kind of 32 events is a lot to try to travel to. So we're all kind of splitting up certain things and making it work. But we have some big announcements coming up. Just a couple quick announcements on the sponsor front. Dial for Men is our presenting sponsor. They've been fantastic. We actually are launching a really kind of fun series with them on aspirational dirty, and how we'll have Dial for Men there to clean you up afterwards. So go ahead and feel free to get as dirty as you can at these races. Gaspari Nutrition. We're doing a WOD series with them every Monday, so you guys are familiar with our workouts of the day. We have an amazing author that's also a sponsored Gaspari athlete helping us out and doing some fun stuff, and he's teamed up with Hobie Call, so you can expect those workouts to be pretty awesome, and those are going to be featured on the blog and posted every Monday night. And also Greens Plus is our official nutrition bar, so at Spartan Races, you're going to see those to help keep you kind of going when you get done with the races. So we have some great, great things. Merchandise has got some new fun stuff that's going to be coming out. So we're just excited to get back to racing. Like it's been a while since we've been at it. So we're
like Christmas was a clock block.
Oh, it was such a clock block.
I know, and now it's kind of got in the way, didn't it?
Now we're back in it. I can feel like the excitement growing. We still have room in SoCal. Sunday has some openings, so if you haven't signed up yet, definitely do that. And we have Miami and Arizona following close after, both supers. So some great longer races right out of the gate, which is exciting for me. And hopefully I'll be seeing some familiar faces out on the course. I'm stoked.
All right, Carrie, is that a wrap?
Yeah, I think. And I just want to thank Troy one more time. Troy, did you have anything else you wanted to throw in there?
No, I'm exhausted from listening to you talk, frankly.
I know, isn't it? It's like a constant.
You just need a lot more stuff to do.
I know. I need, well, and I'm a little lightheaded, I'll be honest. That's kind of how
I'm lazy.
Oh, wow.
So lazy. I do nothing. All I do, honestly, Troy, if you want me to break down my day, is email you about every 3 minutes. And that's the extent of my day.
I don't remember. You know, I don't know. I think you have like Gmail just set up to just fire out an email every few minutes.
I do, and it's one word. I write you one word, and then once you get like a dozen of them, it forms a sentence.
She does kind of rapid-fire email.
It's good.
It's pretty brutal.
No, I told you I was at the Olympic Trials and Running USA and Houston Marathon. They did it all in the same weekend. And so I showed up Saturday. I don't know what day I showed up, but you know, I was just really tired, and I got up at 4 to get on a plane to go out there. And I'm walking into the hotel, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm just really tired. And then I realized, like, everybody at the conference had just done the marathon, and they were, you know, bouncing around, and then they were going to go, you know, everybody's walking around. And so it's not the place to get sympathy at all for, you know, no. To wake up and really travel.
And don't let Joe see you out there with sympathy. He'll have you doing burpees in the middle of the lobby of the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was just, So.
No, we're glad to have you on board. You've been great to work with. We are so excited for what that means for our race in terms of quality, how we present the results, how people can interact with them. They're going to be updated after every event. And so full listing of all the details is going to be out after SoCal, which is 28th and 29th of this month. So,
indeed. Yeah, and I think we'll have some details that lead into SoCal. So you won't be just racing that first race completely blind. We will have some details on exactly, you know, how probably 80% of the point system is going to work. And then we'll really detail it out. And, you know, Joe, for those of you who have met him, there's some secret sauce in there that it's just not going to be talked about. So But most of it, you know, you will go into a race and you'll understand where your escalators are, where you're going to be earning your points and stuff. So,
and a lot of
it's
it
a
has
great race.
A lot of it has to do with me and a dartboard.
That's the secret sauce. Huh?
Just kidding. No. Nice. Oh no, it's going to be very cool, and we're definitely going to have something out there that we're very proud of having, and that people will be following with urgency and fervent. So we're stoked about that. Todd, are you recovered?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm awesome. Good. I've got to refill this tank.
Well, like I said, we took a couple weeks off. We had a lot to cover tonight. We talked to Semi about the show coming out. If you want to audition, or you want to, I shouldn't say audition, throw your name in the hat. They just need a few pieces of information from you. I posted that link. Hey, Todd, you want to mute out there? If you want to check out the link, register. You know what does it hurt to try? I mean, like you said, it's an opportunity to race and get free torture, and have it videotaped and recorded for all eternity. So what sounds better than that? So get out there and check it out. You said, you know, people will be contacted to make videos, and ultimately this thing's going to happen very, very quickly. And so we'll maintain some updates on that, so everybody can stay informed. And appreciate our guests joining us. As always, thank you to Jim for cat herding. And by cats, mostly just me. But we appreciate it. Maria, as always, lovely to see your little puppy face growling at us from the...
I'm literally the cutest puppy you'll ever see in your life.
The puppy looks a little angry, if we're honest. It looks just a little... like angry at its size or angry at something.
Okay, so we'll say that I'm the most honest looking puppy you'll ever see in your life. Can we say that?
I think that plays better.
Maybe
than
so.
I think, well, it's eyebrows.
Carrie, let me wrap this, and we can if folks want to stay around for discussion afterwards, they certainly can. We usually stay on a little bit, and you're welcome to join us. And stay around for, actually, the banter gets a little bit better, it seems like, after we end the show. I'll remind folks, if you're not listening live, join us each week Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern for the live show right here at radracing.org/live. Want to thank we want to thank Semi, and that is out at pilgrimstudios.com, as well as Troy at athlinks.com. And for all that joined us tonight, thanks for coming out. That is Spartan Radio. We'll catch you back here next week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.